Hello, welcome to Conscious Hoofbeat. This is Dr. Pamela Maynard, and I am passionate about guiding professional horsewomen on their journey to inner health and wholeness through online women's gatherings called Inner Health Circle. Today, I want to talk to you about something that we have all been experiencing lately, and that is social distancing. But actually, I think it's fair to say that in this day and age of technology, it is really more physical distancing. At any rate, I'm very grateful that I have my horses in my backyard and that the state I live is not restricting anyone from visiting their horses at boarding facilities or with their trainers. And honestly, I can't even imagine what it would be like to not be able to spend time with my horses, especially at a time like this. The terms social and physical distancing weren't even really a part of our vocabulary up until a few months ago. But since the global pandemic began, many things have changed. People are dying alone, funerals are being live streamed on the internet. All children are being homeschooled, basically. And I think it would be also fair to say that our stress levels really aren't necessarily normal. We are limited to what we can do, where we can go, and all this extended time at home is starting to cause cabin fever. We hear about increased domestic violence and even an increase in divorce rates. So, I totally understand how our lives have changed, and I wanted to share some of the ways I am staying sane and healthy right now. So, if you're experiencing stress, I hope you find these little tips useful to help your overall health and well-being. First, I keep a routine. I know when the pandemic began, it was really easy for me to think about slipping into this stay in my pajamas mode all day and just scroll through Facebook, and it was almost addicting to just read all of the social media and the news that was out on this. But luckily, I didn't fall into that. I could see how easily it was, but I have animals to feed, and keeping on a schedule helped keep me in a routine, which created a sense of normalcy for me. I still make sure that I try to go to bed and get up relatively at the same time, and I schedule my days. I even though I'm at home, I schedule my days, and I'm gonna have this amount of time allotted for work and this amount of time allotted for chores and this amount of time allotted for self-care. And I just have found that schedules and routines have been really helpful right now. The next thing I've been doing is getting outside. And I know there have been some limitations depending on where you live, but if you can't make it to the barn, make sure you get some fresh air and sunshine. It just makes such a difference for me, especially coming out of winter, and spring has still had some not so great weather. So on the days when it is nice out, I've been taking my horses for walks and just hand grazing them and just enjoying being outside. And finally, I have been finding the good in the bad. There's a lot of bad news going around right now, but also there's a lot of good out there too. So I've been making it a point to find the goodness in, what's going on in the world. There's a lot of communities doing beautiful things for people, and also gratitude is huge. Like, we got a lot of bad stuff going on, but let's be grateful for what we do have. I know I wake up every morning and I say thank you to the universe for everything on my gratitude list. So remember, if you're feeling stressed during this unprecedented time, you are not alone. Take time for self-care, focus on the things you can control, and try to stay positive. And remember, the ancient Chinese philosopher and writer Lao Tzu always said, "No storm in nature lasts forever." If you're a professional horsewoman looking for a like-minded community of purpose-driven and soar-exploring fellow women, please join us in our Facebook group, which you can find on our website, conscioushoofbeat.com. And I look forward to seeing you soon.